Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, belligerent Bob states Wade is actually amusing and that he never takes direct calls. Wounded Wade takes Node for an answer, explains blowjob stances, hip care, and boneless poop. Macho Mark admits movie making is mind-numbing, loves hasta la pasta and his naked calendars. From vomiting on Wade to gateway irony. Yes, it's time for We're Getting Older. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome back for another episode of Distractable. I assume your favorite podcast. And if it's not, well, that's a mistake. And we'll talk about that later. My name is Bob. I'm going to be your host for today because I won. I deserve to win. So I secured the win. I earned the win. I fought hard and I took what was mine last episode. Competing for me, the winning judge, today will be the usual, Mark and Wade.
Hi. I just wanted to say, Bob, it was quite a performance last time. I'm impressed even now. So much time has passed, but it feels like it was just a few minutes ago.
Well, I'm glad we're all over it. If you've never seen this show before, it's a show where the game is different every time, and it's honestly not even a game all the time. Today, it will be a game. I have a thing prepared that's pretty funny. You know, there's points, someone wins, and then whoever wins hosts the next one. We'll see who wins this one. It's in the air. Anybody could win, really. There's no promises. It's about who really deserves it in the
end. Okay, dude, you could just say...
But we always start these podcasts with a little small talk. We'll get to the game. I have a thing that we're gonna do, but small talk, how's it going? How you guys been?
You know, I will say we ended last episode and I was like, that was a funny bit. I gotta admit, that was well done. That was kind of funny. But like, I don't know, as time has gone on a little bit, we haven't kind of sank in a little. It's like, you know, I went the whole episode feeling good and like comfortable. I was like, I don't really have to put that much effort in. And I just had a nice conversational episode. It's just kind of sinking in the betrayal a little bit and kind of a little bit of a sting.
Hey, rules are rules. Fair's fair. I don't know what you're so miffed about.
You're right. When you're right, you're right. That's it. That's my small talk. Just wanted to, you know, vent a little. Now I feel better.
All right, cool. Good small talk, man. Anyway, so I have been diving in deeper into lenses, but I know that people are lensed out at this point.
Lenses!
I can't make every episode about lenses, you know. As much as I would like to, it's got to be.
We hung out in person for like 3 hours, and it was all lenses.
I only got 3 hours because for some reason, the time of our hangout got shortened.
Yeah, you had to get home for a lens delivery or something, right?
I had a dinner with family that I had already made a reservation for.
Merry Lensmas, Mark. Merry Lensmas.
Listen, if it could be Lensmas every day, that would be amazing and the world would be a better place.
What are you giving up for lens?
Just because you can't appreciate. I'm not laughing at that.
I really tried not to. God damn it. Hey, my keyboard stopped working. Never mind. Go on.
Does that stop the episode?
I was gonna type, but fuck me, I guess that's fine.
Hopefully it wasn't to give Wade points. I have been learning visual effects. That's why where I am. If people are watching on Spotify, they might notice that I'm also not in my office again, because once again, I am out and about working on the movie and I am doing some visual effects for it. And I'm learning some things. I'm building new skills. And one thing I have to say about VFX is, holy shit, is it boring? My God, it is monotonous and tedious, and those people that do it don't get enough respect for what they do, because, oh my God, this stuff is tedious.
Did you angle your camera more? Am I losing my mind, or are you looking down at us like we're a toilet bowl more?
No, yeah, he moved the laptop at some point when you were going on and on about how sad you are.
Okay, because it feels like I'm the toilet bowl and you're about to vomit on me.
Just because you never see this perspective of me looking down on you guys.
I know, I've never seen Mark look down from anywhere.
Step on me, Mark Daddy.
Don't laugh at that. You shouldn't laugh at that. That's not worth laughing at.
Hey, I'm just giving Wade's a funny guy. I'm giving him his fair due, okay?
Oh, where are we going?
This is better for you.
Mark, if you're going to shake us around like that, can you at least hit us with a you close?
You buy us dinner first? Yeah.
No, no, no. You better be far is all I got to say. You better not be close.
You far? You far?
How far are you?
You better stay far.
That's right. Abstinence is the way.
visual effects is an unappreciated art form. It is a lot of tedium, especially the rotoscoping aspect of it, because I didn't even realize how tedious it was, because I assumed I use Photoshop all the time and I cut things out of Photoshop for thumbnails. I use the lasso tool and I'll do it by hand. And I'm like, that must be how it is for visual effects. And it's actually not, because the way that the visual effects softwares, a lot of them work, probably some of them do it slightly differently, is you have to have individual points because of the way that it needs to animate from one to another. It has to actually go from, the points have to move and they can't just in one instance disappear. Otherwise you would create an entire new point, because it's like vector based and it's very particular. And I'm sure that'll change in the future. And there's tools to help out rotoscoping. But at the end of the day, if you're doing a very basic thing, it's click, 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 type an effect, layer that on properly. I'm learning node based workflows, which I mean, I don't even know if you guys know anything about node based. It's like the newer way of doing visual effects and compositing and editing in certain aspects. And it's just like
when I leveled up in Path of Exile, I had to select different nodes as I got experience points.
It is actually like that in a way.
My teachers always told me that I knowed a lot.
And wasn't there an old saying, follow your nodes wherever they go?
Oh, follow your nodes. Follow your nodes.
I won't take node for an answer.
That's what I've been up to.
Wade, when did you get so darn funny? I feel like I spent so much time and effort just trying to not laugh at you and be mean all the time. I never realized how funny it was.
If you come down to my level, you take the elevator down to Wade level jokes, you find that it's funny all the time, but you have to be down here. You can't look down from the top. You have to join me on this level.
Where's my compliments?
Mark, you've always been funny. Honestly, it's a little boring. I'm sorry, is there a saxophone on the wall behind you? Not that I'm not interested in building up your confidence.
He's staying with Kenny G.
There's no reed in it. I think it's a legit saxophone, but I don't think there's a reed in it.
I just want to say that's technically mouth trumpet, so not even close.
Oh, that's mouthinette. Mouthophone. Fuck.
Mouthophone. Honestly, Mark, it sounds kind of boring, but interesting in that you're learning about how the sausage is made and that you're doing it on the movie, which is fun.
I only tried to start a rebellion day two, but it's fine. I really did.
How many times have you thought to yourself, I can think of a better way to do that.
I do that every single time I try something new. I literally do it. It's a problem. I do it every time. And then I'm 20 feet deep in 100 lenses.
The professional VFX artist sits you down, looks over your shoulder, and is like, I've been doing this for 8 years professionally. Went to college. I actually helped design this specific software. Mark is like, that doesn't seem like the right way to do that.
But we could stack the beds if we just use a coat hanger.
I'm gonna think on it and I'll let you know what I come up with, guys. But we're gonna rebuild the wheel for you.
There is something about it though that makes a lot of sense. It's visual effects artists don't get audio when they're working on something, which seems crazy because so many effects are audio based. They can work with the audio files, but most of the software, Nuke especially, doesn't have a means to play audio back as you're viewing the thing, which is something that I do want to incorporate. But DaVinci Resolve, which if people didn't know, I've switched from Premiere to Resolve, and I recommend everyone do it, has Fusion, which is basically After Effects built into it, but node-based. So it's node-based in the same way Nuke is, but because it's in DaVinci, you can have the audio. They're coming for me.
Have you gotten pretty good with DaVinci?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've gotten faster than I was at Premiere in DaVinci now. I don't know the other aspects with like Fusion and Fairlight.
When are you coming to Cincinnati next? Because if you know the DaVinci code, we should get together.
That's a different thing.
Mark, small talk's over. We didn't have any. Well, you know what I have, ladies and gentlemen, mostly gentlemen, because you're here and you're going to be playing this game. I have stacks of cards.
Ooh.
This is, I know, exciting, right?
Poker, distractible style.
This is a thing that Mandy actually found. It's a party game. It's hard to put my finger on exactly, but it just seemed like a thing that we should cover on this show. And just play it. It's called You're Getting Old. I think there's an implied on there. It's just a game about getting older. And you know, guys, we're not getting any younger. In fact, you could say we're getting older. The way this works is there's on each side of each card, there's an old prompt, But there's also a redeem prompt. So as an example, this one, you're old if you still say, oh, snap. I say oh, snap enough that I would say that's in my vernacular. Do you guys say oh, snap?
That's in...
Wade, you say oh, snap.
I don't know.
I've heard Wade say oh, snap, but I guess, Bob, I guess maybe I've heard you say it more.
I definitely say it enough that I would count it for me.
Do I say it? Someone out there, let me know if I say that. I know I say oh, shit. Oh, crap.
Those are all very similar, but anyway.
Is it oh, snap in the way that it's intended back in the day, I guess?
Like in early 2000s, like, oh, snap.
Back in the early, that cannot be back in the day, is it?
It is now.
Look, this is whatever we say it is.
Wait, I want to ask you a question.
Hang on, this is a demonstration. Okay.
Wade, when we were growing up, you remember when the radios would play the oldies, right?
Yes.
And it was songs from like the 70s and 80s.
And we grew up in what decade?
I don't want to play anymore. Bob, you just go on with your thing.
It turns out the game is actually called You're Getting Sadder. But so if you do the thing, the old thing, you gain a point. But if you do the redeem thing, which on this card it is, you romanticize your life. If you do the redeem thing, you don't gain the point. The first person, well, I don't know if I want to set a limit. I'm just going to say we're going to accumulate points. More points, more old, bad.
Okay.
Bad, lose.
All right.
So you don't want points. We're just going to go. I have a lot of cards here, and they have a lot of things on them.
How bad are we going to feel at the end of this episode?
We haven't even started and I feel bad.
Anyway, let's begin, shall we? You're old if you take selfies from above.
What if you don't take selfies?
I don't take selfies.
I'm not to say that you take selfies all the time, but when doesn't ever come up where someone's like, well, let's take a quick picture before you go or something. How do you reach out to take a picture? Because I definitely like...
Oh, you know what? I've heard of this. It's like, it's a divide between millennials and Gen Z. Like I've actually seen more commonly say take low angle selfies as opposed to taking high angle, because when we grew up,
yes,
it was taught that it's more flattering from up high. And I've always been curious about that, but I can't say that I don't do it. I think I still default. It's probably more midline, but I think it is.
Is it better to be in the giving the blowjob stance or getting the blowjob stance?
I don't think like that way of phrasing it. Either way is bad in that scenario for what we're doing.
Is it better to be, I drop my keys, or, oh, spider web?
Well, that's an interesting and unrelated question if I ever heard one.
I do straight on. I don't do down or up. I go horizontal.
I don't even remember the last.
I'm just going to say I definitely do up by default. And Mark, you were saying that you think you do that?
Well, okay. If I go to my Instagram.
If someone just tossed you a phone that was in selfie and you were just like, all right. I would definitely.
The thing is, when I group picture, it goes up just because I'm trying to get everyone in. And it's harder when it's slow.
Yeah, try to get the wider perspective. Yeah.
If I had to go to evidence on my Instagram, this is the last selfie I took, and it's not above the eye line.
We have a bad connection, so it looks like you've censored your photo to me. That's not helping on us. It probably looks perfectly clear to everyone else.
Technically speaking, that's the last selfie I took.
Oh, but that's a mirror selfie. Huh?
I don't know what qualifies.
You can't really take a high angle mirror selfie anyway, but...
Yeah, because I don't take selfies, really.
In the end of the day, we're the ones who have to go to bed knowing the truth in our heart of hearts. So I'm going to let you guys judge your points.
Even this one with my nose broken, I guess I take selfies. Pretty much I usually do mirror selfies, but it's always even. I wouldn't say this is low angle, though.
Yeah, I do even ones too, which is not above. So I guess we're not old in that.
Well, I'm fat, so I do high angle selfies. Okay, it helps. You don't want to see all of this action. Anyway.
I don't know how you... my hand can't hold my phone too high. It'll just fall out of my hand.
That's not a good way to hold a phone. No, you don't... You're using the on-screen button to take a selfie like a sociopath?
There's another way.
You hit the volume key, you monster! You hold it side on side and you hit the volume...
I never knew you could do that.
That's an old point for Wade for a different reason.
I also press the button on the screen. Sometimes, but for selfies, yeah, because my pinky and my finger are holding the phone and my finger's not over by the volume button.
All right, that's not an old point, I guess. Whatever. I'm taking that. I'm going to be honest, and I'm taking that. But you get a redemption. I get a redemption if I get anxiety when someone calls instead of mess. Oh, fucking never call me. Ever. Never. I don't care almost what's happening in the entire world. Never call my cell phone.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I've actually answered a call.
Well, that's a redeem for me because, God, jeez.
I get nervous when someone calls. I usually think someone's dead, but like I don't mind calls.
This one will require looking through your phone. I know for a fact I haven't done this. I think Mark's the only one who might have done this, and it would be sarcastically.
What is it?
You're old if you have a duck face selfie on your phone.
I definitely have it way back. There's no doubt about it. I found one. So when my face was swollen after my wisdom teeth removed.
I have this.
That's not you.
Oh.
Also, that's not. I don't think that's a duck face. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that counts. That counts.
Is that a duck face? Is that a duck face?
I think maybe.
All right, that's a duck face for Wade.
Oh, God, look at my hairline.
It's got a bunch of other things going on, but I'm going to say that's a duck face.
I definitely, somewhere here, if not this one, there definitely are. But it would be ironically, unless it's not.
Do you want to count that as a point, even if it's ironically?
I think I have to, right?
Well, you can redeem yourself if you have a selfie from a low angle on your phone. That's that thing you said, Mark. That's a very young person thing to do.
If I have one?
How low does it have to be to count as a low angle?
Like below head level, like you're looking down at the phone.
Does this count?
I would say that's pretty even. I think you're just kind of hunchy, but...
The ceiling's there. I'm clearly looking down.
That's true.
So I know I have
all right
selfies from low angles for sure. Oh, found one.
All right. Well, no one's old.
Does this make me old or young to have done this to myself?
What? Wait, I looked up at the wrong time. What did I just see? What blur of nightmare?
What is happening?
That was for a charity event. Molly got to do my makeup.
Oh.
Keck W and what Keck does that w. say? Beef sack? Queef sack? What's on your face?
It might say beef sack. I can't tell. This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right. Well, we're never going to finish at this rate. You're old if you ranked your top friends on your MySpace page.
Who has a MySpace?
You know what? I did do that. I'm pretty sure you had to, right? That was like a feature you kind of had to do.
Yeah. As far as I know, you had a top friends. And if you didn't do it, it was just whoever you were friends with like first or whatever. I don't know.
I didn't have a MySpace. I went from Zanga to Facebook.
All right, Wade, well, I think you and I are in trouble because the redemption for this one is you're not old if you love espresso martinis, which I think espresso martinis are fucking gross.
I can't stand any kind of coffee, so I'll just take the old point.
Well, it's a point for me and Wade because God dang it. You're old if you felt the anxiety of trying to get your movie returned to Blockbuster in order to avoid a late fee. I was a kid and we did get Blockbuster stuff, but I was too young. I never gave a shit. I was too young.
I never had anxiety about it either, but I do remember like my preteen, early teenage years trying to get like having to return stuff and like returning something to check something else out. I don't remember there being anxiety with it. What's the redeem just in case? I'll do a redeem just in case.
We don't have this one. You're gonna redeem. Is you live with your parents. You're young if you live with your parents, which isn't even really that true anymore. You know what? I should have vetted these cards better, but I'm going to try. I like this one. You're old if you know what this is, and it has a picture on it.
I know what that is. I know what that is.
Do you not know what that is, Wade? Or
if I do, I just can't make it out. So it doesn't look familiar to me.
Okay, well, when we say what it is, if you recognize it, it still counts. It's a picture of an overhead projector.
That's what it's called.
I do know what those are, yes. But they don't use those anymore.
Not even at all.
Even when we were in school, I think, and not that I'm dismissing this, but I think everyone knew that that shit was old as fuck because they would wheel it out and dust would roll off of it in waves.
You don't remember the teachers had to come with their like plastic sheets and slide it underneath and reflect it up there? I thought
it was cool. Yeah.
And then you could write on it in real time.
Yeah, yeah. She could mark on with her marker and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the best.
We used to have to come up to the projector and write our answers and people would see our answer and make fun of us if we were wrong.
It was so big up there on the board. All right, well, that's trouble. Anyway, for that one, God, I hope one of you guys gets this redemption. You are redeemed if you've ever signed off an email with hasta la pasta.
2 points. You know what? 2 points.
I'm changing my iPhone default signature to hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta sent from my iPhone X. If you're out there and you do sign off of emails with hasta la pasta, please let me know in the subreddit. You're old if you refer to ending a call as hanging up the phone.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's, we all get that one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hang up already. Yeah. Hang up the phone.
Is there a new way to refer to it? Because it's kind of like, you know how a save icon is still a floppy disk, but people don't know anymore that's a floppy disk. It's still that.
Yeah. No, we all get that one. All right. But we might get this redemption. You're redeemed if you can explain to me what is Doge.
That's not even that old.
Okay. Yes. I think we can all explain that one, right?
Think so. I'm not sure. This doesn't have like a correct answer on it.
Or that's not even that young is what I'm saying. That's not even that new.
Yeah, that feels like an older meme at this point.
I bet we're going to give a definition for what we think that is and it's going to be wrong to people younger than us. It's the, what do you guys think it is?
I mean, it's the Shiba Inu is the originator, but it's like,
yeah, the dog, like the dog face, like the,
came from a meme. Doge coin became a huge thing, but Doge in general, as far as I know, refers to that dog.
Well, Doge coin was supposed to be like a meme, but then it actually took off for a little bit.
It came from the advice animals meme, right? That was like where Doge, the Shiba Inu Doge thinks it. All right.
Yeah, it was like the dog with a,
well, okay, that's a redeem for us.
Okay, yes. I wish it was a feature on phones that when you slam it down, it would end the call. I wish that was still a thing.
That would,
you're like,
be,
fuck you, bye.
Did you hang up on me? I heard the slam.
That should be the feature.
I will see you at work in the morning or your ass is fired.
Because that's what I mean, not that I ever did that. I never called anybody on when phones were able to be slammed down. But
oh, I hung up some phones like angrily. I've definitely done that.
I've never done that. But I mean, I wish I still could just, I mean, people have thrown their phone to break it. And, you know, even in that moment, you're like, it's, I know it's going to break. I'm so angry. This is worth it. Whoop, why the fuck did I do that? But if it actually ended the call too, instead of bye, boop. That's so weak.
There was something satisfactory about hanging up like an old, like I remember my grandparents had a rotary phone and I loved getting to use that thing. That was fun.
Old.
Old. Anyway.
Hey, Mark, I got really bad news for you.
Oh, no. What?
You're old if you know what the save icon looks like. Fucking believe you just actually said that on your own. Wait, you know what that looks like, right?
Yeah,
I assume.
I feel like because of that, I'm unredeemable in that aspect.
Why do the funny ones always have easy redemptions? All right, you're redeemed on this one.
No, I feel like I disqualify because I feel like I predicted it, therefore it has to be my point.
That is like an extra point or something, so you get the point. But I'm sure we can all. You're redeemed if you can name a Billie Eilish song. Who doesn't? Billie Eilish is incredibly famous and popular and not.
Uh oh.
Wait, can you not? Wait. Can you not name a Billie Eilish song?
I could name a Billie Eilish SNL skit.
That might be the name of a song. What's the skit called?
I don't know what the skit's called, but it's the one where she's like a hostess at a hotel.
No, that's not.
And they're going through the different products, like bagged soap and all that.
Never mind.
I don't know any of her songs. I'm not a musical guy.
The bad soap.
Come on. No, the SNL one counts, right? Come on.
It's the bad soap. All right, well, Mark, what's a Billie Eilish song?
Well, I was going to say Bad Guy, but I feel like that got taken, so...
I mean, that count. You brought that up. I knew what you were referencing, so...
Oh, I was thinking Bad Guy.
Uh-huh.
I'll just give myself a fucking point.
Can you name another one, Mark?
I'm trying to remember, because I've listened to many.
It doesn't matter. He brought up Bad Guy. I'm going to count that. But he was unredeemable on that one, so he still got
anyway,
the point.
Wait, so I got the old as well as you.
Why do I have to know Billie Eilish music?
The Billie Eilish song I know because I've been listening to it lately is What Was I Made For, the song from Barbie. That
What Was You Made For?
Did you guys see, unrelated, did you guys see the song, the Ryan Gosling song, the Ken song, won an award instead of the What Was I Made For song? And they showed Ryan Gosling in the crowd when they were like, the winner is this, the Ken, whatever the hell song. And Ryan Gosling was like, oh. Because he was like, no, the other song should have won, guys.
The song I was thinking of was Therefore I Am. And if I'd even hummed the song, I would have known the title. It's one of those things where it's like...
I've not seen Barbie yet.
All right. This one I'm curious about. I'm taking a point on it. But you're old if you own a physical calendar. Not on your phone or anything, but like you own a calendar that you would hang on the wall or something like that.
I don't think I do.
I have Simone's everyday electronic count, like habit calendar.
You have calendars of you naked, man.
That's also true.
You are redeemed from owning a physical calendar if you can name a TikTok dance move.
The Scooty Booty.
I think I know the name, but I don't know if it's the correct name.
It's a dance move.
Of the dance move. That TikTok dance where it looks like you're running, but they're like moving sideways.
Is that a dance move though?
And it's that song where it's like, I'm a pimp named Slickback. Pimp named Slick. I think that dance move is called the Slickback.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like a TikTok dance trend, I think, technically.
I wouldn't know the name of anything, so I don't think I can redeem this one.
I don't need to redeem, but can I name one and see if it counts? Is the Gritty... Is that famous from TikTok?
I don't think...
I know a bunch of athletes do it, but I think it got...
I don't think it started on TikTok, did it?
It may be.
Well, don't worry, guys. This one's not going to go well for us. You're old if you've hurt yourself by doing nothing at all.
Ah, fuck.
I think that's a point for all three of us. I'm not even going to let you
answer.
Didn't I
literally say when we started like last episode, I was like, man, woke up and my hip is just hurting for no reason.
Yeah, no, that's a bad look for us.
I think it's like extra points if it's your hip.
You're redeemed if you have absolutely no idea what you want to do with your life.
My eyeballs are gushing with purpose. I've got purpose shooting out of my butt. I got so much purpose.
I feel like it's tough for us this deep into a career to say that we don't have any idea what we're doing.
Well, the trend right now is to retire. So after we retire in 6 months, then we got to figure it all out over again.
Guys, I'm actually going to quit the podcast.
Just don't show up whenever, like, Bob, where are you? Just no answer.
All right. These are not nice. You're old if it takes you multiple days to recover from a night out of heavy drinking.
Oh, man. I don't drink.
I don't go heavy drinking anymore.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at, too. I can't remember the last time I drank more than, like, a drink or two. I think we all get an old point for not even drinking enough to answer this question properly.
Here's the other thing, though. Even whenever, like, I had, like, a 3 or 4 month stint where I went out and was, like, drinking kind of heavy with Jesse for a little bit. Even then, I never took multiple days to recover. It was only ever...
How long ago was that?
12 years.
Yeah. Well, you weren't old then, were you?
No.
Now that you're the age of a sixth grader, older than you were then.
Okay, you know, I looked like you guys did then, the way you look now, so.
All right. Ooh, hey. You can redeem yourself on this one if you've stayed up past 1 a.m. at least once in the past month. Well, I think we've all done that.
Dude, every night.
Well, actually, no. Mark isn't early. Narc Mark isn't early better.
I pulled all-nighters and That could qualify.
Being able to actually do that, to pull an all-nighter, I think basically meets the qualification. I would say that's a redeem.
I can't take this redemption because I literally am the oldest person in terms of bedtimes. I go to bed at 9:30.
Ooh, this is an interesting one. I don't have this one, but I think you do.
You're old if you worry about heartburn. I still magically, knock on wood, don't ever get heartburn, generally speaking.
It's genetic, and like all of the male relatives on my dad's side have died from heart problems. So yeah, I worry about heart stuff. Heartburn, that's up there.
That's not what heartburn is.
That's it's completely different.
And still, whenever you have anything going on with your heart and like you're everyone's dying of heart attacks, it's like as soon as you have something in your chest, it's like heartburn or death. But also heartburn itself sucks, and I do get it like all the time. So yeah.
Do you get heartburn, Mark?
Thankfully, no. I have sometimes moments where there's acid reflux, but I can always pinpoint it to either like I was already feeling sick or like something else was going on. But no, I can eat whatever and I'm fine.
Good news for you, Wade.
Yeah, baby.
You're redeemed on this one if you know what Discord is. I just shouldn't have even written the point down because that's not...
erased that point.
When we were making this movie, I kept saying to the post-production house, like, yeah, we're going to use Discord for this. And they're like, but we have Slack. And I go, yeah, Slack sucks. We're going to use Discord. And they're like, but what's Discord? I was like, it's better. Trust me, it's better. They added a feature on Slack called Huddles where you can get in a group and talk to each other in Slack. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
But you're old if you refer to your pet or pets as fur babies.
What? Is that not cool to do anymore? Don't young people do that too?
Very millennial and uncool to do.
Come on!
I would not say I technically say fur baby, but I do refer to Lexi as our baby quite a lot.
Molly and I say literally the phrase fur baby all the time.
I'm gonna give myself the point on that because that's a very millennial thing. I absolutely...
You never called Chica your fur baby?
Not fur baby. I usually also refrain from like using any kind of like child vernacular. I usually make it very clear to Chica that I'm your owner. Like that's... I actually do that a lot, Chica. I own you. I don't do that. That's a joke.
I have to say, there's a redemption on this. Well, so no point for Mark, but points for me and Wade. The redemption on this one, I didn't understand the first time I read it just now, but I think that's... I know good. What it is. You're redeemed on this if you have a middle part. That's a tough one to call for Wade, but I'm going to guess you wouldn't.
A middle part?
Yeah, well, so I thought it meant like the middle of your body. It means that your hair is parted in the middle, a middle part, as opposed to a side part in your hair.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
I mean, there's definitely a gap in the middle and hair going on both sides of it. I don't know how wide the gap has to be for it not to count as a part in the middle, but...
I mean, okay, by the clearest definition, his hair is parted in the middle.
My hair is parted like the Red Sea, baby. I'll just take the fucking point.
It doesn't specify why.
I'm assuming gray bald hair doesn't redeem me.
I'm going to take that point back. You're redeemed, Wade.
I'm adding it.
That's a very cool middle part you've got going...
Thanks,
on.
Man.
That's quite the hairstyle. You're old if the laughing crying emoji is on your list of most frequently used ones. I would say open up iMessenger, Apple Messenger, whatever the fuck it's called.
If it's like one of the first four, is that bad for me?
Yeah, no. So I have crying laughing, but it's in column 5. It's after toilet and after biting lip, sex face, and down arrow. How far up does it have to be?
I have heart, cry, hands up in the air like, fingers crossed, laugh, cry.
Oh, boy. Mark, why are you laughing?
I have only 3 frequently used ones. It's finger pointing, which is weird because I don't use that much. It's palm like this.
You never used that.
It's palm like this. And the last one is water polo. I have no idea why. I don't fucking know.
What kind of conversations do you have?
Water polo.
You, hand me the water polo ball.
I don't know.
What the
I thought mine were weird. Yours are just fucking... What?
I would say, Wade, that's a definite yes for you. So technically, I have 30 frequently used emotes, and it is in there, but it's way down there. Does that still count?
I have 30 as well.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Including both points. I have points in both directions.
You're pointing every which way.
I'm pointing... I don't need the water polo guy, but I'll point at everything else.
Wade, we're redeemed if the sparkle emoji is also in our list of frequently used ones.
Can you tell me what that is?
Nope, no idea. We're totally fucked. Sorry.
I don't know what that is, so nope, don't have it.
We're old as shit, Wade. Oh, this is interesting. You're old if you literally can't start your day without coffee.
I don't do coffee at all.
Yeah, I never drink coffee. I hate coffee.
I drink a lot of coffee. Too much coffee.
Are you like a wake up, get the coffee? Like, how essential is that to the start of the...
It's every day.
Mark gets a point.
It's every day, bro.
Yeah, that's me.
Redeem him if he mixes it with Red Bull.
No. Oh, man. I really hope you get this redeemed, Mark, because you're redeemed if you drink the booch.
I hate...
If you consume kombucha...
I hate kombucha.
You are redeemed, Mark.
Do you like kombucha with your brew, bro?
Bro, have you tried this new organic kombucha?
Boocha with your brew, bro?
Have you ever had a hoochie booch?
I've had it. I don't like it.
We're old if professional athletes are basically all younger than us now. They definitely are.
Yeah.
They absolutely are.
Their primes are definitely ending around our age.
But we are redeemed if we use the word sus.
Oh, yeah, all the time, actually. I even have an emote for sus.
All right, here's the thing. I actually dislike streamer.
I feel like I use it ironically, though. Like, that's kind of sus.
That's the problem. That's the first step. It's gateway irony. You start using it ironically, and then you start using it in all your vernacular. So I remove myself from the equation because I find all of those streamer slogans. I hate let's go. I hate let's go.
Oh, dude, I say let's go all the time.
Let's go!
Let's go!
I hate it so much. I can't deal with it.
Is it cooler if I say it at weird, inappropriate times? I'll be like, James, can you bring me the puzzle piece with the dog on it? And then he waddles over and hands me a puzzle piece with a duck on it, and I'm like, it's an animal, let's go.
I use it whenever I wipe and the toilet paper's so clean, it's like, let's go.
Molly, we're gonna be late, let's go.
No, I know I'm just trying to be opposite of things, but it's just like when like Among Us was happening and sus was floating around.
That's because you're like, old, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm an old.
Oh, man, this one's kind of mean.
The others haven't been?
No, this one is particularly mean, I feel like, but we'll see.
Hit me!
We're old if we've got one of those weird, super long eyebrow hairs. And it counts whether or not you trim them, but just, like, do you get those...
That count? There's a couple, like, little longer ones there.
I would say that's verging on super long.
I don't think so. But I will say... A long time ago, I remember waking up one day and there was an enormous, like 3-inch long white hair. This is like when I was in high school.
Out of your eyebrow?
Out of my eyebrow. And I was like, what in the fuck? And I pulled on it and it was literally attached to me. So I pulled it out. And I was like a teenager at the time. So no, no. Because I heard stories that my dad's hair went gray when he was like in college. So no, it can't be. I turned out fine.
When I started growing my beard, I apparently had a nose hair that grew out because I shaved my mustache and my beard. And I was like, where'd this long hair come from? And I went to pull it. It was like inside my nose, but it was really long. I was like. So I had one of the nose hairs.
All right. Well, don't worry, Wade. We can be redeemed if we own a modern Polaroid camera.
That's funny that that's a young thing now, but I totally get that.
I feel like that's kind of a millennial thing too, though, is...
I guess.
It transcends.
Do any of my vintage cameras count, or did that make me older?
Does my 1970 Minolta lens count as making me young? I'll just add a point. God damn it.
I want to do one more. This is going to tell me about your childhood. And this one is for double points. Because fucking why not, you know? We're old if we know cursive.
Okay, man.
You don't have to be good at it.
They don't teach. Wait, they don't teach that anymore?
Not really, no.
What are these fucking kids doing? It's no wonder they're all dumb and making content.
Why do we need to learn cursive? Ever in your life have you ever written in cursive outside of a school assignment?
I sign cursive all the time.
Yeah, a signature is one thing. You don't have to sign in cursive, technically. You could just write anything you want.
A signature isn't even good cursive.
You could just, it's honestly a better signature if it's worse handwriting most of the time, because it's cool.
I not only still could write in cursive, I prefer cursive.
You prefer triple points! You prefer cursive?
Redeem me, redeem me, redeem me, redeem me.
You prefer cursive?
I think it looks nice.
God, good. Cursive is annoying and stupid.
I love the aesthetic of a nice print, like print text. My brother has the greatest handwriting of anyone I've ever known. He's an artist, of course, so he has extremely precise print, like, writing style. It is gorgeous.
Cursive just flows, man. You don't have to lift up the pencil.
Well, so that's double points to all of us, because we all know it. But one of us likes it, which is wrong. But we can be redeemed if we call our friends sis, girlies, or fam.
2 points or three, fam? Like, I'll say what's up, fam, like, jokingly, but never, like, really.
Yeah, I don't use any of those words in non-cringy, ironic ways.
Yeah, I don't.
That's not really a word I use.
Don't do that.
If we're giving way triple points for preferring cursive, which I feel like is fair and also justified.
Dude, that gets me to double digits if we do that.
I don't know how you do math, but the score that I have, all three of us tied at 9 is what I have.
Well, there was one that I gave myself a point for that you took it away. I don't remember which one, but there was one where I was like, I'll give myself a point, and you said not to, so.
Well, you know what? I had a whole convoluted thing, but you did my job for me, Wade. Wade has 10 points, which makes Wade the oldest. Mark and I are basically babies fresh from the womb.
Wait, aren't I actually older than both of you?
It doesn't even matter. You are objectively older than us because of the test we just took, and you passed it or failed it, depending on if you care or don't care that you're old now. Look, let's be honest, Wade. You didn't have a good chance, but I was gonna toss it up in the air a little bit and let you guys fight it out, but you confessed, and I accept your confession.
All of this because of fucking Billie Eilish.
All right. Well, congratulations, Wade. Don't break a hip when you're climbing up onto the lectern to make your loser speech, you old piece of garbage.
That's kind
of
sus, fam.
It's too late. Calm down. That's just weird. Congratulations, Mark, for being just a hair younger than Wade.
Hell yeah. But
almost a technicalities difference. But it counts, baby. Everyone, listen. None of us is really better than the other two here, okay? Everyone needs to be real careful when we're sleeping tonight. Don't sleep in any weird positions or you won't be able to use your arm for a couple days. Watch out when you get up out of bed. It's very dangerous. And
if I sleep on my back, my uvula grows.
Congratulations, Mark. Wait, do you actually want to give a loser speech?
Yeah, take care of your hips, everyone, because for some reason you might wake up in your mid-30s and just find one really hurting one day.
Oh, that can happen, and it does.
I can't believe this is the same day I bitched to you guys about my hip.
It's unfortunate timing. I have to give that
truly
to you.
Unfortunate.
Congratulations, Mark. Young Mark, should I say? No, speech?
I know I seem young at heart, and it's true now, but hey, don't worry about being young. Don't worry about being old. Worry about being timeless.
I think we really resonate with the kids, you know? I think we're all young at heart. I feel better about myself just pretending that that's true. So congratulations. Thanks for playing the game. And I'm sure everyone's going to see the title of this episode and immediately rush to the subreddit. Tell me it's a repeat. But guess what? It's not. Unless we already played this game and I just forgot, which is possible. I'm not going to...
Well, we played last year's edition. This is a new one.
No merch. Sorry. If you do see a merch site, it's not us. Don't do that. Wait for ours. It's coming. Mark is Markplier on the internet. Wade is LordMinion777 or Minion777. I am MiceGerm. We all do other stuff, but this is really the best thing I think any of us do or have done. So you don't need to go anywhere else. Just come back for more of this. This is the only thing that matters. This is all you need. They say that love is all you need, but that's not true. Podcast out.